It is a good day for the business. It is a matter of huge relief also, I might point out. And the few people that I must point out that were of great assistance to us in this campaign, well, number one, we have to thank our staff who came under serious pressure due to the threat of losing their jobs. Christmas came and they were very stressed out about this matter, and the media were sort of making sweeping comments and caused a lot of, caused a lot of stress among our staff. So I have to thank these people. Are at the forefront of the hospitality industry, and they're to be thanked. I would like to thank the councillors for dealing with this matter in a very efficient manner. We only came to the municipal district on the 11th of December. They were very expedient in their duties, and they seen the seriousness of this and the risk to jobs and the damage that it would have on tourism in general in the peninsula. So I have to thank the councillors, all the councillors, even the ones that didn't support us. They did give this serious consideration, and I've met them all. And they did try to do their best, but the people that the councillors that did support us when the vote came, they have to be thanked. And the business community from Inishowen has been supporting me from all angles of the peninsula in the last few months, and it's a vote for Inishowen, and it's a good day for the area also. Furthermore, I would like to thank Highland Radio for having very balanced and very fair commentary in all their interviews and in all the people that rang in. Everybody had their say, and at all times Highland were very fair, and I would like to thank them for the professional manner in which they conducted all the people that rang.
It is quite clear that this is a contentious issue. There are concerns out there in the community. Those concerns have been articulated. Have you heard those concerns, and what can you do about them?
Well, anybody with a concern, like everybody, it is a contentious issue. It will always continue to be a contentious issue, and people can overindulge in anything, and machines are no different from shopping, eating, running, training. It is one of those things. It's one of the frailties in human beings. There are measures in place. I went to great extremes to point this out to some of the elected representatives, that there's very good measures, very solid measures in place in all the arcades in Inishowen, whereby if someone overindulges and spends money that they hadn't intended to spend, they can be, there are wonderful help there for them. The people in these places, they're well managed. That can be identified at a very early time. And, there is no fear that that can happen, but there's no fear that that there can be abused.
You're obviously now looking forward to operating on a legal footing, and the threat of revenue, which has hung over you up to now, will be lifted once this has been fully implemented. There's a couple of weeks now for this to bed in.
No, there's a slight correction to be made to the comment made on Highland this morning. Very little changes. At all times, I was at pains to point out to the elected representatives of the municipal district that very little changes here. All that we needed to do was to get a different license. Revenue were in the scenario whereby they were expecting us to pay a higher license fee. We were unable to do that because of the structure by which we were licensed. So nothing particularly changes. All that changes is that we pay a higher fee to revenue. That's it.